Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Don't forget, this is Valentine's Day, so we thought we'd start it in a stupid way.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I know, right? She's like, what's this music?
Yeah, I'm like, this is not part of our new intro, is it?
No, that's the Beatles to remind you, it is a love day today. Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Yeah.
It is a Friday, and we're happy that it's a Friday.
Yeah.
Right? Are you happy?
I am happy.
You look ready for the weekend.
I am ready for the weekend. It's been a very long week.
It has been a long week.
It's been such a long week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I won't ask why.
Yeah. It's better
don't
not.
Don't ask.
It's better not.
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell. That's what we do here. Yeah.
So do you have any fun plans tonight, Sam?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
What, for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Who the hell am I going to have Valentine's with?
Are I don't know. Like,
you know I don't have anybody.
I mean,
yeah,
doesn't hurt to ask. Well, maybe it does hurt to ask.
No, I mean, when I say nobody, I mean nobody, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay.
What about hanging out with one of your kids?
That's not a Valentine's Day. They're going to be with their loved ones, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's okay. I'm not looking for tears or sympathy or anything.
It's all right. I'm not crying. Fine.
Exactly.
I'm not crying for you.
What about you? Any plans for you?
Probably cleaning my room.
Oh, okay. That's an exciting Valentine's Day.
Yeah. My friend's probably going to come over. We're going to make some homemade pizzas and...
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
just catching up.
For those of you who are listening to us, which is you guys, you can find us on Facebook today. We're on LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook. You can see us there. We have a guest and a half because one of them is not going to talk much. But
you're more than a half, I promise.
No, we have two wonderful people here, and we'll get to them in just a moment. Did you know they're gonna dismiss 66,000 marijuana convictions in LA?
Yeah,
so it's like they're going back to years like to the 60s.
That's awesome.
There's people that have been jailed since then. Do you believe it?
For weed,
for cultivation and sales and things like that, you know?
That they
Can
should
you
have
imagine?
Been let out. As soon as they legalized it, they should have been let out.
Right.
But can you imagine? They're just like rotting away for a little weed. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I have like weed in my car somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Can you imagine sitting in jail going, everybody's fucking buying weed for nothing?
Yeah.
And we're sitting here.
They're going
this.
To stores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, don't commit any crimes. We won't feel sorry for you.
I guess.
You know, they...
It's the same crimes we commit.
Right. But they're not
crimes
anymore.
They're not crimes anymore. Yeah. So.
Plus, you can't grow a lot. I mean, you can grow for yourself, but...
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
Oh, well.
I mean,
yeah.
Growing's a whole process.
Yeah, it is.
It's a whole thing.
We should have brought some this morning for Valentine's Day.
I have some
know?
In my car.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, folks. We'll have a joint.
I'm going to run downstairs, bring it up. We can blaze on the show today. Perfect.
Indeed.
I'll call Grubhub to order us some nachos or something because we'll probably need
Yeah,
it.
There you go, you know. You know, I try not to do this before we go out to eat because when I do, I start eating like a madman.
Right. You're like, let's get three appetizers. Right? Everyone order an appetizer. Let's share. Everyone order an entree plus an extra. Let's share.
Right.
And let's all get dessert and let's share.
You don't get full, so you continue eating. You know?
It's a mess. It's a mess.
And you go for the texture too. It's not just the taste.
It's not the taste. It's more texture than taste for me.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so much for lessons for marijuana for you guys. There you go.
If you're watching what you eat, don't smoke weed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might think we have a weed-based show, but we don't. We just like it so much.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I'm proud to say I'm a pothead now, you know. I used to be in the closet, you know, for many years.
Closeted pothead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be.
Back when it was illegal.
For many years, yeah. I mean, even from girlfriends, and they would be able to tell. I mean, you stink like crazy, you know.
You stink, and you're like a little slow on responses. Yeah. And like, you have that like pause where like.
And unusually happy.
For me, I have like one eye, and it switches which eye does it, but I have like one eye that starts like sliding off my face. Every time, like, I'm just like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, yikes, that's a rough look. I probably shouldn't have smoked that much. Like at a party, it's like when you're drinking at a party and you're super drunk, or your friend is really drunk and they're looking at you and they're just like, I'm not that drunk right now. Like I'm just not drunk. Right. You're like, totally.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can't even see your face.
Well, we're gonna bring on our guest right now, and we're. Joined by a couple of beautiful ladies, and makes me want to be young again. Mm-hmm. Not that I have a chance with them, but, you know, you never know. You know, without you the beard, know. Without the white hair, you never know.
I think the beard
know.
Is great.
Do you? You
I
like
think
it?
The beard is a good look on you.
Oh, really?
For sure.
So I'll just have to trim it and
it's
stuff.
It's like a little rugged.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know if I do.
It's probably itchy.
Yeah, it's itchy, and I like clean cut.
I know.
Yeah,
I
but
know.
It's okay, you know. 15 more days, I'll be fine, you know. Yeah. Can you imagine it in 15 days? It's going to be like
you have
wild.
A solid beard. Right. That is a solid Jewish man's
That's
beard.
That's a solid beard. There
yeah,
you go.
For sure.
Yeah.
Jews are just great at beards, man, most of the time. It's just a thing we're blessed at,
it's a
you
thing.
Know.
Okay.
We can grow a good beard.
If you say so. What a generalization that
it's
is.
It's true,
right?
though. You know, I've met like.
What about guys that don't have a lot of facial hair?
I'm saying most can.
Okay.
Yeah, most can.
Well, we want to welcome to the show Emily Vavra. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Hey,
welcome,
good to
welcome.
Be here.
And you brought Laura with you.
Lauren.
Oh, Lauren. Yes. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
And Lauren is what, your assistant and a
My
friend?
Executive
and
assistant.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you need an assistant. I mean, I could use one too.
Yeah, I think we all could, right?
Right.
Everybody needs one.
Well,
for
I salute
life.
You for that.
Totally.
That's awesome. So obviously you're a busy person. You need a lot of help and stuff, which is very nice. I mean, you have like such a story and so many things that you do, which is amazing. You know, I mean, you're an inspiration to everybody, not just women, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've accomplished quite a bit, and we'll talk about that. If you want to check out Emily's Instagram, you're at It's Emily, right?
It's Emily, pretty
it's
basic.
Emily, yeah.
There
you go. You'll find her there. So you say you have a 9-figure sales organization? Mm-hmm. That means like billions and billions of dollars.
It's a lot of
money.
Yeah.
Now, what's your position in it? You like are at the top of this organization?
Yeah, you know. It,
what's it called?
Little background. It's in network marketing.
Okay.
I like to call this the business of the 21st century. So
right.
I started this 9 years ago.
Oh, and you started it.
I started building my organization when I was broke in Minnesota.
Really?
Working multiple jobs.
Is that where you grew up?
Yes.
In Minnesota?
Yes, I've been here for three years.
3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're still getting used to
how
everything works.
Yeah.
What was it like in Minnesota? Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I'm the baby.
Oh.
It was cold.
Uh-huh.
Stare at the frozen lakes. No, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
The people are great. I just outgrew it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were you doing there? I mean, did you go to college at all?
No college.
No college. Wow. You
no.
see, you don't have to go to
Same,
college.
Same, me
to
either, girl.
To succeed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Self-taught
cool.
experience is the best teacher.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious as to your childhood because I mean, when you grow up to be that ambitious and everything, mm-hmm. you must have done something right, or your parents did.
Yeah.
Or,
you know, actually, I was raised by a single mom. The baby of three, and in my early years, you know, we had an abusive man live with us.
Sure.
It was just I was alone a lot of the times. But what I really learned from my mom was just how to get shit done.
Wow.
And work ethic and just how she treated everyone that she met with such love and grace. And, you know, I took that all and, you know, I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah. Wow, awesome. Mm-hmm. Lauren, did you check if we're like on Facebook and stuff?
Yeah.
Check out the audio too, because last time I screwed up the audio. Just click on it real quick.
LA's
I
want to make sure. Facebook page.
Yeah, because last time I screwed up the audio and then I regretted it. So
now we'll
test it real quick and see what's going on. Awesome. So you grew up, and are you close to your siblings at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys grew up together.
Yeah.
But you did have times when you were alone a lot?
Yeah. My sister and I are 13 months apart, but so different.
Wow.
And then, you know, my brother led the house. He's a pilot now and in the Air Force. And
wow.
Yeah.
Really what a cool family. Yeah. You see, and even without a dad, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, anything can happen, I think.
Right.
You know, there is a little bit of predetermination in who we are from the get-go, you know, and I think being exposed to certain things can either really skyrocket that or hurt that, you know, and it's kind of up to us.
Yeah. It's so true.
So what happened with your dad? I mean, where was he in the picture? Or he wasn't in the picture.
I mean, how do we want to be here all day?
No, not really.
No,
but just,
it's just, you know, it was if we're just, you know, I think people would love to know this because they see success and they don't even understand how much pain and how much we have to work on ourselves to break through.
Right.
But growing up, you know, it didn't work out with my mom and dad. We had another brother who passed away and it's a tragic accident and they never really recovered from it.
That can really put a wedge between two people, huh?
Yeah.
The parents and stuff. Wow.
Yeah. So my mom ended up getting full custody of us. And
yeah. Wow. That's hard with three kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was she able to date other men later? I mean,
later in life, which makes me so happy because she like deserves someone so amazing. And so she did when I was like 13, she got remarried and now, you know, is in a happy, healthy marriage.
Ah,
and we
nice.
We broke all that family garbage. You know, you can break generational curses. And
for sure.
I feel like my family really did that. And I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
So
you see, that's the thing. I mean, your background really determines who you're going to be.
You know?
And so even from adversity, you can come out and be
absolutely
successful.
Wow. Yeah.
I think sometimes more often than not.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like when you come from a rougher kind of upbringing, you know, you're not automatically handed most things.
Exactly.
You know, you have to really decide for yourself if you want to fight for that.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
And you really know the ups and downs.
Yeah. And you can relate to other humans.
Yeah.
On such a different level.
Right.
Because you've been through so much, you know?
Yeah. Laurel, real quick, we just wanted to find out really quick about you. Are you an LA native?
No, I'm from Minnesota, actually.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
And did you guys meet there or here?
We met online.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Through my business, the sales organization.
Uh-huh.
She's one of them.
Okay, was when you were still living in Minnesota?
No. So I moved down to Arizona. So I'm in Scottsdale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then I travel out here.
Yeah. Entrepreneur life. You just bounce around, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun. So fun.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you don't live here. You live in Arizona?
Correct.
Oh, wow. How often do you come here?
Just sporadically. So I've been here since Tuesday. I'll leave tomorrow and it'll be different week by week.
She'll come back. I speak in Arizona at a women's event. So, you know, we just travel a lot.
Yeah. You don't want to move to LA?
Maybe one day.
Yeah. We'll see. She's getting the bug.
Pretty amazing here.
The energy's
everybody
different.
Gets like crazy about coming to LA. Then they move and they go, oh, is that it?
Really? I moved here and I'm like, yeah.
Where did you move from?
New York City four months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's
only 4 months? It's
got
to be more than that.
To October to November, December to January. Yeah. February. This is my fifth month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm an LA baby.
Yeah,
yes,
you are. Well, you seem like you've been here a long time, so.
I settle in quick.
Right.
It's the New Yorker in you.
Yeah, you're like, I guess I'm sleeping on this bench right
hard
now.
Hard as nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
For
all your help for her. I'm sure she's very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I want. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Emily Vavra, and she's from Minnesota, ended up here 3 years ago.
Yep.
What made you move to L.A.?
You know, I was working, I work from home, and I was staring at the frozen lake in Minneapolis, and I just, first I was cold, second, I just was feeling so bored.
Really?
Like I needed a challenge.
Yeah, no challenge, huh?
Yeah, it's like you, if you're the coolest person in the room or on the block, it's like that's a problem.
Really?
You know, like yeah. I don't want to be like that person for every, I need to be challenged, and I just felt like, man, something's got to give. And so it was February, and I'm like, you know, I'll go to Santa Monica where I live now. And I'm like, just for a month. So that's how it started. Yeah. A month, you know.
And you knew about Santa Monica? Had you been here before?
I had a business partner who lived in Santa Monica. And they're like, you'll love it because you can walk and it's, you can run and it's super active. And, you know, they just know me. I'm a water person. So anyways, I came for a month. And then it was like my energy shifted.
Really?
When I came here, I think either people love it or they just can't handle it.
Right.
And for me, I was like, like people think different. Nobody really cares. Nobody really cares what you're doing. No one cares what you're wearing. Nobody cares. Like I just felt like I belonged finally, and I never felt like that in the Midwest. I always felt like I was the odd one out. Yeah.
So you're in your element here.
Yeah, in my element. So I was like, hashtag never leaving. Like, I'm like, I can't leave. I love it here. And then I was just connecting with so many people that were challenging me that, you know, it's the law of abundance that were like, hey, I'll help you. And, you know, and obviously there's bad and good people everywhere. It depends on what you're looking for. But for me, it just, it turned into 2 months and then 3 months. And then I'm like, life is short and I want to be, you know, where there's sun. You know, I want to be where there's people that are making stuff happen. And, you know, I just decided.
So what were you doing there? Like after high school, let's say, for example, what did you do then?
I went to school really quickly for massage therapy only because I had to come up. I had to do something.
Right.
But I landed a job for one of the top plastic surgeons in the Midwest when I was 19. And so he had a private practice. And so I quickly learned everything.
Really?
How to answer phones, how to work with wealthy people. I did not grow up with wealthy. You know, I don't even know how to talk to a wealthy person. Right. How to scrub into surgery. Like I learned how to work really hard and you know, so grateful. But I quickly realized, though, I was still paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
So, you know, most people get a secondary job. And I'm like, that's what my mom did. So I started nannying four boys on the side. And then, like literally bought my first house when I was 21. I had three girls live with me to pay the mortgage plus make money. So I was trying.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know how to create wealth and all that stuff until I found my current business, you know, network marketing. So.
And how did you find the business?
Now my best friend, but at the time she was a complete stranger. I met at the gym and she had started the program for weight loss and my thing was more like anxiety, energy, but she did the weight loss program and lost 90 pounds. And I watched her, I creeped on her for about 9 months. And she was in mortgage banking and got laid off and was, you know, got her severance. And she's like, never again am I going to let somebody tell me how much I'm worth. You know, it just completely shattered her. So she's like, I'm going to build something of my own. And I saw her start to build something of her own. And I'm like, is your company hiring? Like, I really want to do what you do. Will you mentor me? And she did. She mentored me.
Wow.
Yeah. So
fortunate, huh?
Oh, so fortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really great of you to step up and ask, too. A lot of people are too afraid to ask.
100%.
I mean, the worst thing they can say is no, and you're in the same position you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
So
she was willing to mentor you and, and stuff like that.
Yeah. We moved in together. We unplugged our TV and we just committed to growing as women and we committed to the business and just learning our way through it and failing forward. And we said, we're going to do this for a year. And that's what we did. And that was the foundation of now a massive business.
Right. So were you working like for an existing company in network marketing? Was there already a program that you joined? Or?
I mean, they have the program in place. That's why it's a great place for anybody to get their feet wet in entrepreneurship because all the hard things, creating products, distribution, running events, they do it all. You know, they're that arm of it. We are just building people and talking to people and getting customers on board.
Right, right.
So, no, it was all fresh and new. I mean, I had been a massage therapist and a nanny. So
yeah. So what did you pick as your product or service? It's a product.
Product based. Or vegan superfood shakes, adaptogenic herbs, cleansing, all the things that I am obsessed with. I mean, I competed in fitness. But this stuff is very holistic, that you can't get, in normal stores. There's no artificial ingredients. So I went with the health and wellness route.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. He knows I'm all on my vegan game.
Really?
So, yeah. 12 awesome. Years, baby.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Look at your skin.
Thank you.
I mean, you guys can't see her skin, but she has amazing skin. Like you too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's because she doesn't eat meat and stuff and dairy?
She's probably balancing her body's alkalinity and, taking care of her body.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've been in nutrition and stuff for a long time, and you're here to say that meat is no good for us?
No, not necessarily. No? I I'm not, going to go down that rabbit hole. I think just like any diet, some things work for people and some things don't.
Right.
And that's where you got to be in tune. And try things and
So, but I mean, did you develop sort of did you decide you're not going to eat meat because it did something to you or?
No, I still eat fish and meat here. This line that we have is just more. It's geared towards
vegan, but but you eat meat sometimes.
Yeah, right? Of course.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah, she doesn't.
Yeah, and that's great. A lot of people I work with doesn't. Don't. I mean, a lot of.
I don't have a problem with it. I was a carnivore for 20 years.
Yeah,
I just think my main thing is it's not what I want to eat.
Yeah,
and I also think my main issue with it is that people are eating mostly meat and saying this is my nutrition source, this is where I'm getting my nutrition, and they're telling me that I'm not healthy when I'm eating more vegetables than eaten in a month,
that's crazy.
So the problem is people aren't eating the superfoods, the vegetables. They're not reaching out and trying superfood bowls,
minerals,
all that kind of stuff. Yep. Yeah.
Especially with all the fast food out there and stuff. Yeah. People are just eating garbage,
Crazy busy.
Really?
Yeah, everyone is.
Yeah. Okay, so this product is what? What is it exactly that you're selling?
Yeah. So we have weight wellness, right? Uh-huh. And we have performance. I work with a lot of high-level athletes from NFL to Olympians to collegiate. Energy and then anti-aging, children's nutrition. Okay. So there's different categories of it. Okay. Just depending on what someone needs, right?
So it's food or is it like powders and all that
stuff? It's a superfood. So superfood, non-dairy vegan shakes. We also have a whey-based shake, but our whey is coming from New Zealand where the cows are all grass-fed. Mm. Adaptogenic herbs, cellular full-body cleanse.
Right.
So it's a system because we're not a one-organ body, right? And so it's a system approach. Honestly, it's just an easier way to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Whether you're on a plane, train, just lazy, crazy, it doesn't matter. You can get it in.
Yeah. Now, can people mix things up? Like if someone wants to do weight loss, anti-age, and they're an athlete, can they mix up their program?
Absolutely. Sure.
Love that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a holistic thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, takes care of everything for you. Wow. Mm-hmm. Does it exercise for you too? I mean,
we've been trying to get Sam to exercise.
Come on. You're going to come to Santa Monica and we're going to go run.
Yeah, right?
We're going to go run on the ocean.
I love running.
Yeah. You can't even get him on a bike.
Even
on my bike, I can't even get myself to go. But one of these days I will. So this is cool. So you guys started, both of you, together, right? You and
Holly. My mentor. Yeah, right, she did it a little bit prior. Okay. She lost the 90 pounds, and she did it for health, and then got laid off. And then there's also a business side to it.
Right.
You don't have to do the business. 84% of they're solely customers. But a lot of people, especially today, with the side hustle economy, it's like, what would an extra $500 a month do for you? And then we can go above and beyond that. And so she started to build the business And I just wanted that freedom so bad because I was trading time for money, and right. I wanted to find a way to make residual income.
Right. Then you got to be good in sales. You got to be able to sell.
When you believe, though. Right. Honestly, when you believe in something, you know,
it's easy to sell.
Like, like I go to Mosaic Church in Hollywood, and I can't tell you how many people I've brought there, but I don't make anything from it. But it's because I believe in it. Yeah. I feel better when I go. So it's just, that's the greatest sales in the world, is when you're willing to talk about it even if you don't get paid.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, because that's not easy, right? It's not easy to bring people on board with that kind of a business, or is it?
You know, at first, it was difficult because I didn't believe in myself. I mean, if you saw Emily 9 years ago, you would just be like, whoa, Nelly. I mean, I have grown. We all have, right? I've through activity, you know, I've learned through doing. But, you know, at first, there's a stigma out there about network marketing from the 80s, from back in the day, the Amway Quickstar, you know, I got to go knock on my neighbor's door and annoy the crap out of people.
Right. It's totally different back then.
Yeah. But now I talk to people and they're like, it just makes sense to millennials. It just So at first.
Very cool. And you're a good example that it works, you know.
Yeah. 100%.
Wow. So you got pretty wealthy from this over the years. How long have you been doing this now?
9 years.
9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's plenty of time to really figure out what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
So what's Isogenics? I mean, they wrote this here. What is that?
Health and wellness company. Okay, I'm a leader in that company.
I see.
Yep.
So did you, you came up with the name too?
No, the founders did. Right. However, I work with them I'm on the field advisory board, and you know, it's a $1 billion company now.
Wow.
So it's just we've done it, you know, for the past 9 years, and just worked to change lives.
Right. That, and I mean, that's pretty commendable, because like you said, it's got stigma to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to really maintain. Right? I mean, to convince people to get people on board and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I don't convince. I think a lot of people try to convince in sales. Like, for me, it's like, here's what it is. It is what it is. You can see every ingredient. You can see every success story.
Right.
Take it or leave it.
Right.
And that has been my whole approach to building the business. Like, okay, we have a need for you. Here's a solution. Do you want to change or do you not want to change?
Right.
And even with the stigma with the business, I don't even have that anymore, and I haven't for years, because so many people need an extra income,
right,
or they need residual income, and it's smart to do.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. I mean, we all do. We are all working so hard.
Right.
It's just, are you getting paid what you're worth is the real question.
Yeah. So you have to work hard at it.
100%. It's not, and I say that in front of every meeting I do, like, listen, I'm not going to stand up here and be like, we're going to make millions of dollars. We can. I have a lot of people on my team that have made millions of dollars. But no, it's hard work, just like anything in life.
Yeah.
You know?
So you mentioned the team. What does that mean? You have people working for you, with you? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, so I have It's Emily brand now, because I'm also a speaker on other areas of life, right?
Okay.
So I have, you know, my direct team employees, but then I have my organization, my sales organization, that's about 145,000 people. But some of them are customers. So they order every month. They order our, you know, bone broth, they order CBD, they order whatever.
Right.
They order our coffee that's organic. It doesn't matter. But some of them are just customers. And then some are building their own businesses. You know, they may be a nurse by day, but they're trying to pay off their student loan bill. Or, you know, so that's the big team that I have in Korea and the UK, and then primarily in the United States.
Wow. And you had to build all that.
Yeah. You build people.
And cultivate.
Then the people build the business.
Right.
Where is the product, do you find, where is it mostly sold, do you think?
Yeah, it's, United States, I'd say the Midwest, we have a good presence because I started building there.
Yeah.
Wow. But gosh, it's everywhere. But we're still so small. I mean, at the same time, there's like 600,000 active associates.
Sure.
Which is not a lot. I mean, I don't even know the population of LA, but you know.
4 million.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of people.
Yeah, we got some work to do. Yeah. Let's go. You ready? Bundle up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, you came to the right place. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure there's other places that would be good places for business, but LA was like the most perfect for you, huh?
Yeah, and I can work from anywhere. I mean, it's like technology, right? It's like Zoom. Like, I talk to people all over the world on Zoom. Technology has changed the game. Mm-hmm. Where back in the day, building a business such as this, you'd have to get in the car and go sit and do a meeting and draw out the plan and blah, blah. Now it's like, hold on, let me get on Zoom with you. And there's people that I've mentored but I've never met, which is just so cool.
Yeah.
You know?
So, it just like expands your network so much.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
So incredible.
So you do speaking and stuff like that too, right? Mm-hmm. What do you speak about?
Lots of things. My last talk I did in Las Vegas was how to raise your frequency. That was a big one.
What does that mean?
How to change your state, raise your frequency, raise your energy, how to get out of a slump. Okay. So really how to get out of a slump in life. And I went through how I personally raise my frequency and have energy and walk a little taller and attract more into my life. And that was just one recent talk that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you come up with these things how? Just based on your experience and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's just when I live through something, I want to teach it.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So now do you, I would imagine you live in a healthy life, a holistic life and everything, and you're a good example for people to believe this works.
Yeah, I would like to believe so. Yeah.
Well, Lord believes in you, know?
Yeah,
sure do.
Yeah, she's crushing it too.
Yeah.
She just left her corporate career, actually.
Yes, really? Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
That's exciting.
And how long did you guys know each other, did we say?
Oh, gosh. I followed Emily on social media for years.
Oh, really?
And then, finally decided to try the product. So
why were you following her? I mean, you have a lot of followers and stuff. What are people following exactly?
Her confidence.
Really?
And just the way she carries herself and speaks to and about people. And it's hard. Go look at her profile. Like, you can't not follow her.
Aw, that's sweet.
That's true, I mean, you have a lot of things that you do and all that. So pretty impressive stuff, you know. So what else do you do? I mean, you do a lot of things, right? You still do a lot of things.
Yeah.
So you're like a motivator?
Yeah. You know, I've spoken. I'm sure you know Tony Robbins and,
Richard
Branson and Pitbull and all these guys. And,
right.
You know, I think what I do, hashtag real talk, like I literally don't care. Like, I'm not scripted.
Right.
It's all from the heart and from the spirit. And I just try to teach as much as I can about self-worth, self-development. You know, I teach people how to be their own boss. I teach people how to make an extra income. I teach people health. I mean, anything I can, I just try to give to people.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Make them believe in themselves more. I think we're just living in this world where we just compare, especially women, and it just kills me that people think they're not good enough.
Right.
And so that's like my mission, is just to remind people that they are created so beautifully and there's no one else like them. And I just want to help people just ignite them with the confidence that whatever they want to do in life, they can do it. And, you know, just to step into their greatness. And so writing talks, I speak at events. I love style. It's a whole nother avenue. I have a clothing line called Come As You Are, just like swag, sweatshirts, stuff like that.
Where can people get that?
ShopEmilyVavra.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love
it's
that.
It's fun.
Come As You Are.
Yeah. I've done work in Africa. I've been there a few times helping young women.
Oh, where in Africa did you go?
Uganda.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just so fun. It's like there's so much to help. There's so much to do. We got to hurry. And I'm just kidding.
We're on a mission. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and there's, I think it's really important I mean, it's always been important, but now more than ever, because I feel like stigmas against women are being broken down. Yeah. So I think it's so important for women to help build up women and really fight for that, you know, because we're trained to judge each other. Like, do you remember middle school? Do you remember high school? Like,
so bad.
We're taught to judge immediately. You know, so it's really great that you're doing that.
Thank you.
Totally.
Right. And I see here also you help people keep a healthy mindset. So it's about mindset, how you live your life, right? About how you approach things, your attitude.
Yeah, but it's a daily practice.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So in my organization, in my, I guess we call it a tribe, I'm constantly, you know, whether they're direct or we just follow each other on social, it's like I just kind of, I'm doing it for myself, so I'm inadvertently doing it for the rest because I'm showcasing that. What I'm going through, what I'm working through. I mean, even the realness of it, like one of my best friends this past year lost her daughter, and I was very close to her 5-year-old daughter, very close.
Really?
And it's like I publicly just went through the pain of it because everybody goes through it, and it's real, and I'm a human, and I just don't try to wear masks, you know, and my lesson from it was you can either be broken or broken open, and we're all dealing with stuff. Every one of us is,
right.
You know, and so the mindset piece is so huge and just being a living example. I think so much like we want to just preach and teach, but let's just be an example and let your actions speak louder than your words.
That's true. You know, give an example rather than.
Yeah.
Just sit there and bullshit people and stuff, you know?
So much bullshit.
Smell a bullshitter from a mile away. I'm sorry. I'm like, okay.
There's plenty you can find here in this town.
That is what I've realized. But I think anywhere, too. But, yeah, here, definitely.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Lots of bullshitters in New York, too. People think that it's not New York. It's all L.A.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Totally. Yeah.
I'm like, are you going to really back up what you said? Is that a real statement?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty heartening to see that despite the success and financial success and everything, you haven't forgotten who you are and you want to still help people and be an example. So tell people how they can get into this if they want to.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm super personal when people join. Everyone's different. They have different goals, different visions. And so I would just say contact me at, you know, follow Instagram. It's Emily. And then shoot me a message and we'll set up a time to connect.
Wow.
Yeah.
And people can make good money doing this.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. With the work. But yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah, you have to work, you know. But that's the thing is that at least you're working for yourself. Like you said, but you don't have to answer to other people.
You work for yourself, but you're not by yourself.
Right.
So it's like it's up to you. But you have people that are willing to help you. And then even on Monday, I'm starting my 6-week program. We have, you know, hundreds upon thousands of people joining where I teach them how to build the business the way I would build it.
Wow.
How
do you teach them? I mean, so many people.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
How do we do that, Lauren? She's helping me put it all together.
You have to organize
Yeah. We're streamlining everything and just making everything super duplicatable.
So on Zoom, I'm sure you guys use this video conference. And then,
I see.
And then, you know, it's like we go together every day, emails, tell them what to do. And
we have an incredible community on Facebook, too, private page.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So people can contact you and actually be part of this.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
How many people did you say are in the organization?
About 145,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. So that's around the world or just
It's a huge base in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Puerto Rico, and then South Korea, the UK, Ireland is growing. The Netherlands, they've got like a hockey player out there that's growing a team. So,
cool. So even somebody from another country can do this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you. You know, I mean, I'm really impressed with all the stuff you've done.
Thank
you. And you're still young. There's still so many things.
Getting the party started.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you find a lot of people reach out to you for like get rich quick kind of things?
Yeah. I just got to. Yeah. People reach out to me for me doing stuff with them, which I always know what's BS pretty quickly.
Sure. Of course.
But yeah, you know, a lot of people, to be honest, they don't even know why they're reaching out. They're like, I just want to be a part of what you do.
Sure.
I think it's even more than the money. It's more than the health. It's like people long to be in a culture where they belong. And that's really what we have is like, if you would look at my team, and because we get together and, you know, whether it's here in LA or, you know, it's at big events that we do together. It's like, it's the biggest hodgepodge of humans. Like from every age to every, this person's an engineer, this person's a stay-at-home mom, this person, you know, smokes a lot of pot. Like, you know what I mean? Like it literally, but that's how I wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's what I want, every background, every race, gay, straight, I don't care. Right. Like, so it's this beautiful collection of people that have one common mission, is just to make an impact. And we all learn from each other,
right.
Which, you know, I think sometimes in life we grow up and we're friends with our friends because they lived on the street. It's just a proximity thing. But there's so much beauty when you make friends. You know, for me, I'm 32. I make friends with someone in their 60s. Like it's, you learn so much when you just get outside of your box.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. So what people can expect to do, when they join the organization is that to, recruit other people, bring them on board.
If they want, but I never press that on people ever. Right. If they want to start to make money, sure, we'll teach you how to do that. Absolutely.
But otherwise, they just use the product.
Yeah, and you're in my family, and you're just a part of the tribe. And but some people have major weight loss goals. Like I have a gal, she actually takes care of my dog. She's lost 100 pounds.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What's the time frame?
A year it took her to do that.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, she was focused. But then I have people that they just want a healthy gut and they're bloated all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like whatever their goal is.
Right.
You know?
That's such a common one, too. Most people don't even realize how bloated they are.
No. It's crazy. Yeah.
And then you also earn revenue from people that... that sell products that came after you?
Yeah, 100%.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So it's like passive income. I mean, you don't have to...
Residual income.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you're pretty rich.
Wealthy. Yeah.
Wealthy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're saying here.
Yeah. Wouldn't have to work anymore if I really didn't want to.
Really?
And that happened when I was like 26.
You serious?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But it's you know what I learned? Like, because I went through a moment when all that happened... but the fulfillment like isn't just laying on the beach. Like that's not, I could just do that. It literally like I have to like help people, and it's not about money. Money is just energy, and I can do a lot of great things with it, but it's like I get my joy from helping people find theirs.
Right.
You know?
So you're pretty spiritual too.
Mm-hmm.
Frequencies and everything.
Yeah.
Frequencies are important.
Yeah. How do I get frequency?
Come and join us. Let's go. Yeah. You're gonna run first.
Yeah.
I'll be there with a video. See that. Right. Be great.
Yeah, run to the store, maybe. Yeah. You know? No, but I don't need a lot. I'm really you know, I try to really watch what I eat and everything.
Yeah.
So that's good. Eventually, maybe I'll be vegan too. Maybe she'll convert me completely.
Yeah. It's not about converting. It's about like, hey, look, this amazing thing that also happens to be plant-based is really delicious. Try it.
Yeah. Right,
that's exactly. The only thing I ever do. I'm never like throwing blood on anyone's coat or anything like
that. No,
like,
she leads not... by example. That's the greatest, one of the greatest leadership qualities. She just... Right. She does what she does, and then
I'm just like, taste this delicious food. It's amazing. People are like, wow, this is amazing. It's vegan.
Yeah,
you know, they go vegan, great. If not, also great.
Right,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least you're just expanding your mind. You know, it'd be like going to another country and someone's like, taste this food that I can't pronounce the name of, but it's delicious, and you're like, wow, it is amazing. You know,
yep.
So many people in America are just stuck on this like pizza, chicken fingers, fries diet, you know, and when you eat like that, when you're eating Doritos and stuff, your palate is just different than when you open up, like you were saying the other day, since you've started more of a Mediterranean diet, like you crave vegetables, you crave other foods versus when you're eating junk. You know, I mean, over the holidays, that's the hard thing is like, once you're eating that garbage, you want to eat more of that garbage, you know? And then when you're not, you're like, oh, thank God.
I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. So, well, very interesting story, and I mean, very inspiring.
Thank you.
And very empowering for women and men, too. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, just to see that you're able to accomplish so much so quickly. Lauren, are you going to go in her steps?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, she's your mentor now.
Yeah,
right?
Yep. It's amazing. Wow.
And that's everything to me, is to help other people and just watch them blossom and, you know.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Do you give away your money, too, sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I was at a gala. Well, I need gala some. And, no, oh, kidding. Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like the...
Charity case.
Yeah, I'm a charity case.
Oh, man, that's funny.
But no, that's very, very nice of you. Very noble, you know. So now, so if people want to hear you speak, do you have anything online too that people can say?
Yeah, every talk I have is on my Instagram. Like when I know where I'm going and talking, like my next one is a women's event.
Right.
When is that?
The 29th in Scottsdale.
Yeah. Yep. So it'll, you know, I'll give a keynote there. So I think it's sponsored by Protein House and Lululemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's cool. Scottsdale is a suburb of Phoenix, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I was there last year. It's pretty nice, actually.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So you're going to be there.
Yeah. But then even in LA, Santa Monica area, I'll start doing more events and So it's always typically posted where I'll be and what I'm doing, and everyone's always invited. So
very nice.
Stay tuned for a podcast coming too.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta come here and do it. I'm telling you. This is the best way.
Yeah.
But at any rate, so what's in the future for you? What's next?
God's plans.
I mean, do you have anything that you want to go beyond what you're doing?
Yeah. I'll write a book. I feel like every step has just led me to this moment, and I just keep trusting the process and keep working really hard and making it about people instead of about me. And I think God is just going to take me where I'm supposed to go, and I'm just following that.
Yeah.
I'm just being obedient to that, whether it's speaking on bigger stages, which I do believe that's a huge part of how I can make an impact for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. Well, you're definitely an influencer already, and that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, cool. So everybody can check out Emily at It's Emily on Instagram. You've got almost 100,000 followers. It's pretty cool. How long did it take to do that?
I really didn't start building Instagram in like the last 2 years, I think.
Really?
Like more. Yeah, I did a lot on Facebook too.
Yeah. Well, tremendous work, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And your mom must be very proud of you.
She is. She cries a lot.
Really?
No. She just can't believe it.
Yeah.
I was on KTLA in LA. And she was like losing her mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my daughter's on TV.
She's losing. Yeah.
Moms are the best.
It's the best. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, Emily, congratulations
to you.
Thank you. You're amazing.
Thank you. You're
full of so much energy, positive energy, and that's cool. And anybody that will be in her. In her presence, we'll probably do very well, right?
Oh,
Lauren
you.
Knows
Amen.
That. That's why she's doing that.
Yeah.
And, the product, again, if somebody wants to...
just reach out to me and I'll hook
Just reach
hook
out to
up.
You and everything's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Amazing. Best of success to you both.
Thank you. You too.
Congrats on your leaving corporate. That's
thank
really
you.
Great.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Thank you.
Freedom.
Yes.
Emily Veva, everybody, and Lauren, of course. Do you want people to find you on social media at all?
Yeah. Lauren Rose Ginther on Instagram.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ginther, how is that spelled?
Ginther.
Okay, so the way it sounds.
Yep.
Sounds good. Thank you all for making it happen. Thank you for joining
Amazing.
Us, folks. Have a great Valentine's Day.
Yes.
If you have any special one there.
Thanks for spreading the love, Laurel.
Yeah, thank you for the love.
The love.
The love train.
All right. Well, Jen.
See you Monday.
See you Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.